going back a little bit.
Okay.
You said, and when the first environmental outcry put the stop, it actually kind of helped the oil taps, who were primarily from Lower 48, to consider the Arctic conditions?
Absolutely. If the oil companies, one of the things that I did when I was with Burgess there in 1969, of course, Lloyd Burgess was the Republican National Committeeman for Alaska, and he was very, very well connected and a very smart businessman, still alive in Mercer Island in Seattle, by the way. What he did was he got together, he knew that Burgess didn't have the expertise to bury pipe. We could do the pads and the roads and the bridges and the buildings and that stuff, but we were not pipeline contractors. So he hooked up with a Houston outfit known as Houston Contracting, which was a pipeline outfit. And they were out of Houston, and a guy named Buckley ran it. And we formed a joint venture, Burgess Houston, where we'd get together, we'd do the support and the logistics, and Houston would put in the pipe. And that company was known as Burgess Houston, and I was the president of it. And, of course, we never did any work because as soon as we got it formed, why, things went on hold, and the only thing we did then was spend money. So it never really happened.
Now, did that change what you were doing with the pipes? Did that change your plan
originally the oil companies, we kind of got ahead of ourselves there, Marie. Originally, what the oil companies did the minute that they discovered oil up there is they just drew a line on a map, as I said,
right,
and said build a haul road here.
Right, and then I understand that what really was a benefit of the haul road was kind of consolidating all these different paths that were going.
That wasn't even a consideration. Uh-huh. No, that had nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
Those various paths, as I explained before, that was a standard way of transportation, right, in the winter in Alaska, in all areas of Alaska. People just got on a cat and went across the frozen ground. There was nothing unique about it, and everybody tries to make it as some unique, great thing, but it was just a standard method, like everybody ran dogs and transported dog teams.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to understand is, if you were in the stage with Burgess and Houston with these designs and these pipes, and then it stopped, did you take what you started there and use what you designed?
I wasn't designing.
Okay.
I was contractor. I was doing the construction.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, and the designers were the Trans-Alaska Pipeline people hired various consulting engineers to do their design. Michael Baker was one of them. R&M was one of them. There were several others, but those are two that come to mind. And what they did when they got their plans put together, they put it out for bid, and Burgess Construction and others would bid it. If we were selected us, then we went and did the work. We actually physically did the work.
Okay, so that's the big difference.
Yeah. So we were what you'd call the execution contractor.
How did the stop affect any of the design work, which affected your execution of the design?
We didn't do the design work, but the design work went on anyhow. Alyeska and the at that time Trans-Alaska was transformed into Alyeska along in about 1970. And their consultants just went on ahead with their design. They designed the pipeline, they designed the pump stations, they designed the road, they designed everything. So when the go-ahead finally came, everything was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially it did go.
Mm-hmm.
The road was constructed in a year, and the pipeline was right close behind.
Tell me a little bit of your role when the work is good to go, it's 1974. What were some of the things...
In 1971, I became Commissioner of Highways.
Right.
Yeah. But we didn't get there.
Okay.
1971, Egan was elected for the third term. I was in Fairbanks, and I just moved my wife and four children to Fairbanks, which was not a easy move. And I'd been working there for 2 years, and Egan calls me on the phone and says, I need you back in Juneau. And I said, no, I just moved to Fairbanks. And you wouldn't know Governor Egan because he was dead probably before you were around. But anyhow, Egan was a very persuasive man, and before I knew it, he'd talked me into going back down to Juneau, so I moved the wife and four kids back to Juneau and managed to avoid a divorce. But in any event, back there as the highway commissioner in 71, of course, then Egan, one of the things that we did then is, it's a long story. In my interview with Egan, he said, when he called me in Fairbanks and said, come on down to Anchorage, I want to talk to you about going back down to Juneau. So I came back down, and I didn't get down here till about 4 in the evening, I remember that, and we talked till probably midnight. And in the process of this, and my being in the pipeline business with Houston, I understood that the money was not in the oil, the money was in the transporting of the oil. And so when Egan and I discussed all this down there and we were talking about it, somewhere along the way, it became apparent that the logical thing for the state to do was forget about all the royalty on the North Slope, but own the pipeline. That's where the money was. And so that was one of our goals, was to try to convince people that we should own the pipeline. Well, of course, the oil companies screamed bloody murder over that. But we did go ahead and we did get an estimate for the state ownership of the pipeline for the cost. And eventually the legislature would not go along with it, so eventually that plan dropped. But I did go back with Egan in 71 to Juneau, and at that point I became kind of his expert on the pipeline. I had worked for Burgess, I'd worked with the oil companies, I knew the players, nobody else in administration did. So I did most of the dealings. I signed the haul road contracts and signed the bridge contracts and reviewed the plans for Alyeska and all of the attendant things that had to happen from the state's point of view during that period was assigned to the Department of Highways, primarily because I was there.
How long was that period? You were 71 commissioned to help?
Well, I was all of this review process went on from 1971 clear through 1974. As I mentioned, the oil companies still kept their design people going, and they had plans coming through for review and those kinds of things.